The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for October 8, 2017 is from the Book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 16 through 25. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version. Exodus, chapter 19, verses 16 through 25. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountains, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke, because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke bellowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of the Lord answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain, so Moses went up. And the Lord said to him, "Go down and warn the people so they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them." Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come up Mount Sinai, because you yourself warned us, put limits around the mountain, and set it apart as holy." The Lord replied, "Go down and bring Aaron up with you, but the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them." So Moses went down to the people and told them. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Exodus 19, verses 16 through 25, New International Version, October 8, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Exodus 19:16. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. On the first day of the third month, after God freed his people from slavery in Egypt, Moses went up Mount Sinai in fulfillment of the Lord's promise and prophecy to him. Quote, "And God said, 'I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.'" Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. After meeting God, Moses went down the mountain to prepare the Israelites to meet the Lord so they could hear the Lord speak to Moses, and therefore they would have no excuse not to honor, trust, and listen to Moses as the Lord's spokesman when God gave them the Ten Commandments and the covenant law through him. See Exodus chapter 19, verse 9. On the third day, God manifested his presence on the mountain using a combination of thunder, lightning, a loud trumpet blast, and a thick cloud. God is spirit, and the invisible God used these phenomena that terrified the people to manifest his presence to them. He had done so already through mighty miracles in Egypt, but this was a direct display of the Lord's almighty power for all the people to see and hear together at one time. Exodus 19:17. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. The people that the Lord called His treasured possession, people He would make into a kingdom of priests and holy nation, see Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 through 6, had washed their clothing so they would be consecrated to meet the Lord. The Lord had forbidden them to touch the mountain on penalty of death. When Moses heard and saw the Lord's presence manifested on the mountain, he led the terrified people out to meet God, but they could not touch the mountain on penalty of death. Exodus 19:18. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke, because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. When Moses met the Lord for the first time, Moses heard the Lord speak from a burning bush that the fire did not consume. At the Lord's command, he took off his shoes because the Lord told him that he was standing on holy ground. See Exodus chapter 3. When God gave the covenant and law to the people through Moses, the Lord descended on the mountain in fire. The mountain shook violently with a volcano erupting, but the people at the foot of the mountain were not harmed. When the Lord Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to His followers on the day of Pentecost, He did so with a manifestation of fire. Tongues of flame appeared above the head of each disciple without burning them. Exodus 19:19. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. Combined with the violent trembling of the mountain, the trumpet sound grew louder in a way that the sound could not be mistaken for thunder. The Lord's personal presence on the mountain was not just a thunderstorm with lightning, and it could not be mistaken for such. As the trumpet sound grew louder, Moses spoke first to the Lord, and the people heard the Lord answer Moses. Moses gave the Israelites the opportunity to hear His voice speak real words in their language so they could understand the Lord in human speech. They did not need to see and were not permitted to see a form of the Lord with their eyes, for they would later be forbidden to make any graven image of God. And if they had seen a form of the Lord, they would have carved graven images sooner than they eventually did in disobedience to God. God manifests Himself supremely through words, to and through people, such as Moses, the prophets, and the apostles, through the written scriptures, the Old and New Testaments, and most assuredly and most supremely through the Word made flesh that dwelt among us. Quote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh, and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God, and His closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known." See John chapter 1, verse 1, verse 14, and verses 17 and 18. Exodus 19:20. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up. No matter how terrifying to the Israelites, and possibly to Moses, to hear the Lord's command, Moses obeyed the voice of the Lord and proved himself an example for the people to follow when the Lord required a lifetime of consecration and obedience to him. The Lord graciously descended to the top of Mount Sinai and graciously spoke to the people directly and also through Moses. The people needed to see that Moses could safely go up to see the Lord and come down safely again, so they would have no excuse for turning from Moses or the Lord if Moses delayed coming down the mount at a later time. See Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 4. Exodus 19:21. And the Lord said to him, "Go down and warn the people so they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish." Because God is love, see 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, God does not desire that any should perish. See 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Therefore, the Lord wanted Moses to be certain to warn the people a second time not to force their way up the mountain to see the Lord, for if they did so, many of them would perish. The people needed to learn that Moses had not given them, and was not going to give them, arbitrary man-made laws, but the very commands and laws of God. The Lord wanted the Israelites to trust in his words, and not see him, or an image of him, or create an image of him in their minds to worship. Jesus declared, "God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." See John chapter 4, verse 24. Exodus 19:22. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them. These priests may have been the elders that Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, encouraged Moses to appoint. See Exodus chapter 18, verses 19 through 27. The command indicates that no one, not even priests, can presume to come into the presence of the Lord without consecrating themselves, which means setting themselves apart from sin for God's holy service. Perhaps these priests offered the sacrifices on the altars that were built prior to the construction of the tabernacle. See Exodus chapter 20, verses 24 through 26. Exodus 19:23. Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come up Mount Sinai, because you yourself warned us, put limits around the mountain, and set it apart as holy." Moses told the Lord that he had done what he had been told to do. In Moses' opinion, they had been sufficiently warned not to come forward and touch the mountain. But the Lord knew his people better than Moses, and the Lord knew how quickly they were prone to disobey. So the Lord ordered Moses to go down the mountain once again to warn them. Over time, Moses would learn more about the character of those he led. Exodus chapter 19, verse 24. The Lord replied, "Go down and bring Aaron up with you, but the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them." God's laws are always an expression of his love, and God gives his laws for the benefit of his people. The ceremonial laws God gave Moses pointed toward the coming of God's Son, Jesus the Messiah, and what he would do. God gave moral laws, the Ten Commandments, for all people everywhere, for the moral laws are designed according to our nature as created by God. To be a law and not just advice, there must be a penalty for disobeying. If an Israelite forced his or her way into the Lord's holy presence, contrary to his command, the penalty would be death. The Lord and his law should be respected, and there would be consequences for disobeying the Lord. The Israelites needed to learn to obey God rather than use their newfound freedom for their own selfish purposes. They also needed to learn to respect Moses as their lawgiver and eventually trust Aaron as their high priest. They were no longer to live as slaves under an arbitrary Pharaoh or slave master. They were to learn how to govern themselves according to the laws of God, laws suited to their physical and spiritual nature and for their benefit. Exodus 19:25. So Moses went down to the people and told them. Once again, we learn that Moses did not argue with God, but obeyed God. Moses gave the Lord a reason why he thought they did not need to go down and talk to God's people again. He had done what God had told him to do earlier. God patiently restated his command to Moses without giving Moses any reasons for why he wanted Moses to do what he commanded, and Moses obeyed the Lord. We know God has good reasons for all that he says and does, and sometimes we can discover God's good reasons from subsequent biblical history, even as Moses would soon learn more about the nature of those he was leading as they wandered in the wilderness 40 years as punishment for their rebellion. We also learn from experience why we should not sin or live in disobedience to God. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. In what ways did the Lord manifest his presence to Moses? 2. In what ways did the Lord manifest his presence to the Israelites? 3. Why do you think God refused to allow the Israelites to see his form? 4. In what ways did God reveal his covenant and laws to the Israelites? 5. What are some of the ways God showed his concern for the Israelites? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. God's Laws Enable Self-Government, October 8, 2017. Exodus 19:19. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. After God first spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, Moses made certain the Israelites in Egypt knew that the Lord was the same God who had spoken to and worked in the lives of their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. As Moses strived to free the Israelites from slavery, they experienced God's work in their personal history through miracles, plagues, and the defeat of Pharaoh's army. After Moses led them to the foot of Mount Sinai, they saw God manifest his presence with lightning, thunder, a loud trumpet blast, and a thick cloud over the mountain. Without seeing any visible form of the Lord, a vision that might have led them to make and worship graven images of God before they eventually did, God gave them abundant evidence that he was with them. The Lord had been with their ancestors, but he was with them in more dramatic and greater ways. He saved them from oppression and eventually led them to possess the land as he had promised their fathers. But it was not until Moses spoke to the Lord that the Israelites heard the voice of God when the Lord answered him. Through Moses, God led the Israelites in ways radically different from what they had experienced as slaves. God spoke to Moses and gave them moral laws, summed up in the Ten Commandments, so they could learn how to govern themselves in obedience to God, without becoming slaves of God and living once again under a dictatorship. Moreover, God's laws were for their benefit and best suited to their human nature as created in the image of God. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.